Okay, 187.
Amend the Portland Parks and Recreation Fiscal Year 2014-15 adopted budget to add appropriation for new positions and associated materials and services to support the implementation of the Parks Replacement Bond.
Wow, Commissioner Fritz.
I know, wow. So this is the first of many appearances before council about the Parks Bond. And so I'm going to have Kia Selly, thank you for being here all morning to explain it.
Thank you, Commissioner. And Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, good morning, or I guess it's afternoon now. Excuse me. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Kia Selly. I'm the Planning, Development, and Asset Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm here today to request City Council approval of an amendment to the Parks and Recreation adopted budget for the current fiscal year to add appropriation for new staff positions and associated materials and services funding to support implementation of the Parks Replacement Bond Program. With your approval, we will hire new staff for the Replacement Bond Program, including up to 5 capital project managers, a communications and community engagement staff person, and a project support person. These new positions would be funded entirely by the $68 million replacement bond that was supported by Portland voters last November. Supporting projects at playgrounds, pools, Pioneer Courthouse Square, bridges, and natural areas, and accessibility improvements, just to name a few. We want to show results as quickly as possible, and so to do that, we're requesting this amendment by emergency ordinance so that we can immediately recruit for these positions and have new staff in place soon to begin project work. Commencing project work as quickly as possible will also save money due to escalating construction costs and ongoing maintenance needs of deteriorating assets. Enacting quickly will help us restore service to the community that has been diminished, such as building a new playground at Cooch Park. With these new positions, planning and design for over 15 bond-funded projects will begin this calendar year, with a total of 25 projects to be funded by the first bond issuance that is planned for later this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for Kia?
How many capital projects managers are there currently?
So we have a capital projects team that actually does projects that are funded by SDCs, urban renewal, and other sources of funds. And we have about 8 people within that team. We will pluck a few people from that team that are very seasoned capital project managers to do a few specific projects because they have a certain set of specialized skills and abilities. But we are actually building a separate bond team. And that's primarily because the bond program will run very differently, and we want to do our best to keep finances separate from the rest of our capital funds.
But there is a need for 7 full-time people in
that's correct
in perpetuity.
It won't
that's
be
my favorite word from last week. In perpetuity.
So the bond program right now, because it's a $68 million bond, does have a finite amount of money, obviously. And so what we're doing though is we think that we'll have at least 6 to 7 years of full-time work for those people. And in order to recruit for good people, we want to make those full-time permanent positions. We have difficulty, particularly in a good economy, finding good people to do this kind of work when we offer limited term positions.
Great. Other questions for Kia? Anyone else want to speak on this item? Okay. And then it is an emergency ordinance. So let's take a roll call vote, please.
Fritz.
Well, thanks very much to Kia Selly, Mike Abate, Jeff Shaper, and our entire team at Parks, also Tim Crail and Patty Howard and my office, and to the folks who helped pass the bond measure, and particularly the voters of Portland that are reinvesting in our parks. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
You know, these positions have a benefit beyond managing the good work, and that is it builds a capacity in the community that then is around for a while. And there are a lot of storied names in Portland Parks that have passed through the capital program over the years, names like Zary Santner, who managed the bond program the first time around in our lifetimes. You know, Mary Ann Casson did some of that work, even though she was already with the Bureau. And there was this couple that moved to Portland, I think from New York, named Richard Bosch and and Janet Bebb, who are hired for a couple of these kinds of positions, and they're still in Portland doing great work. So one of the effects of this this investment in physical capital is we're also investing in human capital. And those people, whether they're still in the public sector or still in the city or going over to Metro or working in the private sector, are going to keep paying dividends to the city because we have really talented, experienced parks capital managers in town ready to do great stuff. So we'll see where this story leads for the folks that are hired for these jobs, but it's going to be more good news, I think. Thank you very much. Proud day for parks. Aye.